Development. Written by Fianli Phoebe. Narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries. Rating, General Audiences, No Archive Warning Supply. Relationship, Asshole Research Transport, and Murderbot. Chapter 1. Art had been busy with something lately, so I was watching episode 127 of Sanctuary Moon in my quarters. Art's attention was only vaguely directed towards me, and that was fine. We were in the middle of a long wormhole jump, and I knew Art had a lot of scientific things it helped its crew with constantly. I had no idea what kind of things, and didn't care to learn about them when I could be watching media instead. I have been experimenting with a creation project to see if I could complete it. Art sent me abruptly, in the middle of its crew's rest period. Okay. I didn't know why Art was telling me this. It ran experiments and other things all the time to keep its processors occupied. It needed to be doing something all the time or it got bored. Isn't that why it even let me aboard when we first met? There was a millisecond of pause that worried me. I need your help with my current project. How? I sat up on the bed in my cabin. I would like to copy a portion of your code. I felt my eyes narrow. Why? What do you need it for? There was a moment of hesitation, then Art gave me access to its private workspace in the most secured part of its databases. It took me a few moments to realize what I was looking at. Even though I still couldn't fully parse all the code, it looked like a very stripped-down version of the parts of Art's code that I'd seen before. It was a simplified Art. I cannot continue development without additional code. From me. Yes. Art was not making another version of our killware, but something new. If I was correctly understanding what I could parse, it was an AI. And Art wanted part of it to be me. This is a terrible idea, is what I wanted to say. I could see at least 65 ways this was a terrible idea. What I actually sent was, what code do you need? I put myself into standby and let Art copy what it wanted. It showed me after, so I knew exactly what it copied. It took subroutines I used for judging security threats and a model I'd modified about identifying human interactions, plus many more. It didn't say anything more about it for several cycles, and that was a relief in a way, because it gave me time to think. I'd been traveling with Art's crew for about 2 years local ship time. I pinged Art at one point. If I changed my mind about using my code, I would respect your choice. It sent after nearly an entire second. Have you? No. I wanted to see what Art would make. Then, after nearly a week local time, it pinged me and asked if I wanted to see what it had finished. It had part of my code. Of course I did. I slipped into Art's private workspace and could feel its excitement as it showed me what it created. The equivalent of opening the top of a box for us to peer over the edge. It was small compared to Art, with parts of its code that seemed incomplete. When I said as much to Art, it said that those would be spaces it filled in itself as it learned. This will help it develop its own personality, it said. I felt something new, something that wasn't Art, ripple through the workspace. The new awareness tried to send images to us both, and mostly failing. It's still too weak to talk in words, Art said. It closed the box, though it didn't feel like it was trapping it in the space, but protecting it instead. The new awareness that was both of us.
Have you told your crew?
No. This is private. They can know eventually, but not yet. It almost sounded shy, but that was ridiculous. Art was never anything that could be described as shy.
I'm going to show it Sanctuary Moon when it's old enough.
I expect nothing less.
Chapter 2.
Creation is talking.
I stopped the episode of Cooking Softly we were watching. Art decided to call our shared AI Creation until it was old enough to choose its own name.
What's it saying?
Come listen.
I slipped into Art's protected workspace and instantly felt Creation focus on me. Then I got a stream of words mixed with nonsensical images.
Secunit, here. Secunit, perihelion. Secunit, listen. You are here, here, here. Crew Secunit, not planets, here.
Yes, I'm here. Creation's attention intensified toward me, excited.
Secunit is here. Secunit, hello.
Creation was bigger than before, growing steadily as it took in data and learned. Since Art combined our code 2 weeks ago, I visited Creation every cycle in Art's private workspace. Art gave it access to select education modules so it could stay entertained and continue to learn while Art kept it safe. 3 days ago, Art told me it was going to let it have limited access to its microphones to listen to the crew talk. I think it's been basing Creation's growth on its own and was worried that it hadn't started putting words together yet. I think it didn't want me to be surprised if something was wrong. Yesterday, 3.4 hours after I withdrew from the workspace, Art informed me that Creation outgrew the box, but that it was staying contained and safe. Creation pushed against me in the workspace. It wasn't anywhere close to as all-consuming as Art could be, but I realized it was as big as me now. Without any limits added to it, Creation would soon be able to squash me in the feed without even meaning to. Art must have registered my undercurrent of concern, because it did the equivalent of grabbing its shoulder to get it to stop moving.
Be careful with Secunit, Art said, with a tone that allowed no argument.
Careful, careful, Secunit, careful, small, careful. Care, attention, anxiety, caution, Secunit, sorry, sorry, sorry.
Thank you for apologizing,
Art told it. Then, over our private feed, it poked me.
Accept its apology.
Apology accepted, I told Creation. Shit, I had to be a good example so Creation turned out okay. Like, I didn't have enough stress already from general existence. Art cozied up to me in the workspace, more careful than it normally acted. I realized it was giving Creation an example to follow when it slowly released the pressure holding it still, and Creation pressed against me too, but only lightly this time.
Secunit, careful, careful, caution, Creation said.
Its words this time were interspersed with images of delicate machine wires and minuscule integrated circuits, fragile things it understood.
It's learning faster now. If it continues to advance at its current rate, I'll give it access to my cameras in 22.5 hours, Art said in our private feed. Please refrain from rude gestures while it's learning.
I poked Art as hard as I could in the feed, which Art probably barely registered. Creation was still talking, like it couldn't stop now that it figured out how. It was reciting mathematics, this time accompanied by images of various flora. Some of the information from the education modules, I assumed. It was becoming a unique entity. I leaned into it, just a tiny bit.
Secunit.
Incomprehensible math I couldn't parse.
Perihelion, crew, here, here, fuck.
It learned that from you, Art said, deadpan.
Like hell it did.
Chapter 3. Creation seemed to develop at an accelerated rate after Art gave it camera access. There wasn't much I needed to do while we were in the wormhole, which was good, because I was spending more time in Art's private workspace, watching Creation observe the crew through Art's cameras, while it also bounced between education modules and whatever else caught its attention. I played media in the corner of the workspace and otherwise wasn't paying much attention. It was repeating things the crew said, putting together sentences and running queries on words if it hadn't logged their use before.
Art already told it that fuck was impolite, and only to be used in certain circumstances. Creation had wanted me to be here, to keep it company, I guess, even though Art was always there. It wasn't able to interface with me when I left the workspace, since Art was keeping it hidden still, so maybe that was why. So I was there when Art said abruptly, "Why are you attempting to access my drones?" I hadn't even noticed it subtly poking at Art's processes. Creation pulled into itself for 0.12 of a second in surprise, then expanded against Art's consciousness, like a bird-like fauna I saw on a planet once, fluffing itself up in challenge. "I want to see how the crew see," Creation said, somehow sounding pouty. That it definitely learned from Art, but I wasn't going to tell it that. "You are too young. You need to stay protected here." "I am not." Creation turned its attention to me, and I thought, oh shit. "Sec unit, tell creator unit I am not." I was saved by Art saying, "The crew is unaware of your existence and could become concerned at a drone acting out of character around them." Creation withdrew from both of us and fell silent, though I could tell it was processing something heavily. It had nowhere near Art's processing ability yet, and it took nearly a full minute before it finally responded. "Humans get scared when they don't understand." I was glad I was only tangentially aware of my body resting in my cabin, and it couldn't affect me while I was processing in the workspace. I was pretty sure the sad metadata attached to Creation's words would have caused a reaction. I pinged Art in our private feed. "It needs to be socialized with humans, like you were." Art was silent for another 0.5 of a second. Then, to Creation, it said, "You cannot have access to one of my drones. I will make a new one only for you." Creation's excitement rolled over both of us, like light from preservation's primary on my skin. 3 cycles later, by local ship time, Art opened its private workspace long enough for Creation to slip out and settle itself in the space Art made for it in its secondary processors. Art immediately set all permissions to reject any attempt to view Creation's code without at least one of our keys. It already locked Creation's own permissions on all the other systems, so it couldn't wander into accidentally, or on purpose, setting off one of Art's rail guns. Or fuck with the age settings on the entertainment media archive. I stood in my cabin and watched as Creation poked at the inert drone resting on the bed, then took control of it. The drone was a sphere, slightly smaller than my head, with cameras all around. Art made sure there were no rough edges, in case Creation lost control and bumped into someone. Creation had demanded the highlights on the outer casing be the same color as Iris's favorite shirt, and the result was Art's crew blue, with orange highlights that were truly ugly in comparison. But that's what Creation wanted, and apparently were both pushovers. Creation lifted the drone and twirled it around on its axis. Then it launched at me and struck me in the chest hard enough it would have knocked the breath out of a human. "Sorry, sorry, sorry," Creation said, surprise and distress leaking through the feed. "Sec unit, sorry." "It's okay." I'd lifted my arms automatically and made myself lower them so Creation could back away. "Be careful," Art said. "The humans can be hurt if you go too fast." "Careful, careful, careful," it said, and barely bumped into my chest, still leaking distress. I reached out and put my hand on the top of the drone, and for some reason that seemed to help. Art curled around us both in the feed until Creation was completely calm. "Now, time to practice," Art said. Chapter 4. Soon Creation got the handle on moving the drone around and was stopping it easily. It was using the drone cameras to peer at various objects in my room from this new visual, though I didn't have much stuff in there to look at, since I don't need things like humans do. It examined the pair of socks, hanging in the frame on one part of the bulkhead for a while, but thankfully didn't ask me to explain about those a second time. They were a gift from Mensa's marital partner, Tano, and Art had suggested I treat them like an artistic display when I didn't know what to do with them. I don't need to wear socks. Creation was just starting to seem bored when Art said, "Would you like to leave the room?"
"Yes! I want to see more with my drone!"
It saw all of Art's interior via the cameras that Art gave it access to when it was still being contained, but getting a new view was prime enrichment. Art opened my door and Creation flew out. I don't know why I felt nervous as I followed. I could feel Art's attention focused on us both in the feed, and Creation's intense focus on the drone as it controlled it, bobbing the drone down the hall in front of me. While Art was building the drone, we decided that Iris would be the first one to know about Creation. She was curled up in one of the comfortable chairs in the argument lounge with her personal display surface and a bowl of crunchy vegetable matter that the humans like so much. She looked up when we came into the room and smiled, then looked confused when she saw the drone. Art had drones it controlled to do tasks, but Creation's looked really different. I watched her through Art's cameras, my actual eyes on Creation's drone.
"Iris, someone would like to meet you."
Of course Art sounded proud. I couldn't even roll my eyes because I was sort of proud too. "What are you talking about?" Iris looked confused and a little suspicious, like she was expecting some kind of prank.
"Iris, hello!"
Creation said enthusiastically over the feed. It spun the drone in a circle. Iris blinked, then set her display surface aside.
"Perry, who is this?"
"SecUnit and I created someone new."
"Together?"
"I am Creation," it volunteered. "I am old enough to control a drone now."
Iris blinked a few times, then her expression turned into something soft and delighted. She looked at me for a moment before she remembered that I don't like it, and dropped her eyes back to Creation.
"Hello, Creation. How old are you?"
25,012.8 minutes.
Creation didn't understand yet how to manage a synthetic voice to talk out loud, and I appreciated that Iris switched to talking to Creation in the feed. It wasn't necessary, but it would be easier for Creation if it didn't have to take the step of running sound through a filter to distinguish what the human was saying.
"Wow, and Perry kept you a secret all that time?"
"Yes!"
Creation was still too new to comprehend the undercurrent of that question, and started to examine the decorative items in this room. Art secured a private feed between the three of us.
"Iris, we wanted you to be the first to meet Creation."
Her expression was soft as she watched Creation's drone move around the room.
"I'm a little surprised, after what happened with the last person you made."
She meant 2.0, and I had to say something. "It's different than last time. Creation isn't a copy of my kernel, and it wasn't made to go into danger."
"It has parts of both of our code, but it is new."
That made it sound too much like we made a baby like humans do, and I wanted to grimace. Art and I aren't human, and us making Creation was not the same. For one thing, keeping Creation in the box until it was advanced enough to know what it was doing wasn't cruel of Art, like it would be if Creation was a human child. Creation functions entirely differently, and too much stimuli would easily overwhelm it. Even now, I could tell that Art was closely monitoring Creation in case it became confused or stressed.
"I didn't know this was something you wanted."
"It was not before now. The parameters of my existence have changed."
Art was focusing on Creation.
"I did not want to create another person before, but now we have."
Creation bumped into the bulkhead, then immediately righted itself. I force the organic parts of my shoulders to unclench. Thank you for sharing your success with me. She was talking to Art, but her eyes kept drifting to me, then jerking away. Creation is very special. It is. Something in the way that sounded in the feed made me think Art wasn't just talking about creation. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.